well-respected and much-liked member of his community who had married a beautiful woman much younger than himself. He returned home to his house earlier than expected after a business trip of several days when his most trusted servant called him to one side. "Sir," said the servant, "your wife, the lady of the house, our mistress, has been acting strangely." He continued, "She's in her apartments with a large box, large enough to hold a man, the one which has been in your family for many years." The merchant thought for a moment. "But it contains only some old paintings," he replied. The servant looked sideways and said seriously, "I believe it may contain much more, sir." "Your wife has refused to allow me, who has served you faithfully for all these years, to look inside." Hurried at once to his wife's room, only to find her sitting disconsolately beside the large chest. "Will you show me what is inside the box?" he asked her. Fixed her gaze to his.
"Because of the suspicions of a servant, or because you do not trust me?"
she replied. "Perhaps you can just open it without thinking of the undertones," said the merchant.
"I do not think that is possible," she said.
"Is it locked?" he asked. She nodded and held up the key.
"Dismiss the servant and I will give it to you."
The servant was dismissed to his quarters and the merchant's wife handed him the key. With a troubled expression on her face, she left the room. The merchant sat down and thought for a long time. Eventually, called four of the gardeners from his estate. After nightfall, the four men carried the box to a distant part of the grounds on the merchant's estate, and they buried the box, locked and unopened. The matter was never spoken of again.